Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and this podcast is brought to you by 42 Degrees with four convenient locations in Omaha.
Open 8 a.m. to midnight, 7 days a week by your mom's house. I'll see you there.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Just as a point of reference as to, you know, things at the time, it was on this date in 1957. The first man-made satellite was launched into space by the Soviet Union, Sputnik 1.
Oh, we didn't like them then. We like them now. That's right.
Yeah, because everybody's standing in line to get the new Vladimir Putin calendar.
Oh, that's
out,
right.
Apparently.
Yeah,
and so that was an impetus to really get into the space race.
Yeah. I'll tell you, the previews for the first man look really cool, and they say the critics say it's really cool. And
so what happened with the kerfuffle about the American flag?
Yeah.
If the conservatives don't go to see a movie about the first man on the moon because they don't show the flag on the moon, then you're just dumb.
Well, I'm curious. What happened with that? Does anyone care?
I don't care.
It came and went. It was gone.
Right. And it's a great-looking movie. Of course, it's American astronauts going up into space. Watch it. Our buddy's in that. Kyle from
Kyle Chandler's
in that, yeah.
That's Coach Taylor,
Coach Taylor, right.
I don't understand why they took that scene out.
I don't even know what the deal is, though. Right. I think we're reading way too much into it.
I don't think they took any scenes out. They just, in that scene, they didn't have an American flag.
Right. Yeah.
Well, that was planted and is there to this day.
Yeah. Unless the wind blew it down. We don't know.
Yeah,
I think we do know.
Okay.
How windy is it on the moon?
I don't know.
Not as windy as on Uranus.
He got one in, didn't he?
It's a little breezy. Todd just set that. Put that on a tee there, brother.
Come on. That was a slow underhand pitch.
But that just gives the Ditkas something
about liberal. We're talking about it, and I haven't heard about it in a month. So anywhere, I haven't heard about this. I don't listen to conservative radio, but they got more other crap to bitch about.
Well, they won't bitch about it.
Lying whores.
Until the movie comes out.
Yeah.
Well, we already
heard
about
it. Then don't go see it, because I want to see it.
Yeah, more seats for us.
It really looks great.
Well, we heard about it, but we haven't seen the movie yet. But it's just ammunition for the Ditkas once it comes out.
They can have it.
So the first man-made satellite launched into space on this date in 1957. Also on this date in 1957.
Did they send a monkey up with that? Or
Sputnik?
Yeah. Or was it
eventually sent a monkey up?
That may have been dogs or
that monkey's still up there, too, by the way, saying, "What's up? You guys ever coming to get me?"
Is that what he's doing?
No, he's dead. Immediately, probably.
I think that monkey burned up in re-entry. Or it could have been dogs.
Most of them. Yeah, there were dogs and monkeys set up, up.
They all died,
Not all of them died. A couple of...
They went up and came right back down.
A couple
of them came back
just scared the hell out of them.
What the hell was that?
Exactly. Well, you're a dog. I don't know.
What the hell was that? One moment I'm on the couch...
My dog got scared by the wind and the curtains yesterday. Imagine what she'd be like coming back from space.
Catatonic, man.
Also on this date in 1957, Leave It to Beaver debuted.
Man, that's cool.
So Sputnik and Leave It to Beaver, same day.
Yeah.
So that's how we answered the Russians.
Sort of.
You and your satellite.
Well, Leave It to Beaver.
Watch this.
Suge Knight's going to be sentenced today for manslaughter. They think he's going to get 28 years.
Isn't he already in?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so. But he's getting sentenced.
Hey, he's dead. He's going to be dead because he's just bad shape anyway, right?
For running over a couple of gentlemen with a car, killing one of them on the set of the film, straight out of Compton back in 2015.
Isn't he like 60?
53.
Oh, he's only 53?
Oh, okay. He's a little younger.
Still, he ain't gonna make 28
still,
years.
He's, yeah, he's 80.
And he's in
he's
bad.
80 when he gets
well,
out.
Well, he's in bad shape, too. That's the thing.
He was facing a life sentence but struck a plea deal last month. It turns out we now know what happened to Tupac.
He's dead.
According to Suge Knight's son.
Okay, we can take his word for it.
Is Suge Knight's son a gangster? Or is just a, he actually, is,
I have he, no information to that effect.
Is he a good man?
I'm sure he's a good man in every way, shape, and form.
We don't know. He might have said, my dad was a freak.
Implicating his dad?
No.
Oh, he's not. Okay, well, then he's probably lying.
Well, his dad...
No, his dad was on...
his dad wouldn't have had anything to do with it.
No, his dad was with...
Yeah, he was in the car.
Him and Suge Knight were buds.
Oh, he was?
Yeah, they're the two guys that are friends.
Oh, okay. Suge was driving.
They were on the right side. They were the West Coast guys, right?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Even I know that, and that's stupid. I don't know anything about rap. But yeah, Suge was... He was in Suge's car, right?
Okay, so they were friends.
Yes, yes. They were the friends.
And he didn't set him up?
No.
No, apparently... we'll get into that.
Tony said the guy that shot shot Tupac's dead. Some guy they widely known as the guy that did it, and he just died a couple years back. Some other rapper.
That's a good conspiracy theory that we never got into.
What?
Who killed Tupac?
Well, we are getting into it.
Yeah.
Suge Knight's son says no one.
Oh, no. He's alive.
Suge Knight's son says that Tupac is still with us.
Oh, Jesus.
And living in Malaysia.
Okay. Right, see, this is the stuff that probably doesn't come from the deep state. It probably comes from a reliable source.
No, it doesn't.
No, this comes from a very shallow state.
Yeah. How about an idiot? It comes from an idiot. He's not alive. Well, Elvis is alive, too, and Morrison's
Kurt
alive,
Cobain.
Too.
Yeah.
Cobain's alive,
this
too.
This is the information that those people believe, that don't trust the deep state.
Blurb.
They know that Tupac is alive and living in Malaysia.
Yeah.
I hope he's all right.
In some Instagram posts... Suge Jr.
So we just mentioned, did Suge Jr.'s move on with his life? Apparently not. He's a nut job, too. Sounds like he is.
Says that Tupac's living in Malaysia. It started with a simple image that read, Tupac is alive. And then next, Jr. shared a screenshot of a text fight that he had with an anonymous source who allegedly told him, you said too much, time for you to go.
I love that we have the term text fight now.
I had one the other night.
That's with your son.
Yeah.
You won that battle. The Cubs lost.
Why? Yeah, but when it's an actual fight, it would be so much easier to just pick up the phone and call.
Yeah.
And get it over with.
Or just don't answer the text, and you win.
Then, after he showed that text fight with the anonymous source, he then added photos that appear to show an older Tupac with 50 Cent, and then another one with Beyonce.
See, 50 Cent would know that.
As evidence.
Let's ask him.
Beyonce might know, too.
She might say, she might give
up. So there are photos. So he did release these photos, one of them with 50.
What they look like?
Another one with Beyonce. They look photoshopped. To me, they look photoshopped.
Now, this is a Beyonce and Tupac in Malaysia?
Not necessarily, no.
He might have shoved one of their concerts.
It's a picture of them together.
Yeah. Okay, so he might have snuck into the States. And,
just to say hi.
Or she went to see him. Who knows? I don't know where they got together.
They met at an undisclosed location.
It may have been disclosed. I just don't know it.
So why is Suge's son a nut job?
That's tough to answer.
I know. I was throwing it out there.
You can say that about anybody.
I know.
So if you look at these pictures, which are easy to find, mm-hmm. you will... But to me, they look photoshopped.
Yeah.
In one, it looks like Tupac's head is photoshopped. That's the 50 Cent one. In the other one, it looks like it's a picture of Tupac with Beyonce photoshopped in.
Put them up.
It's what it looks like to me.
Yeah, and it also looks like Tupac has not aged a bit.
Well, a little bit.
Not really.
That's quite possible.
Well, he's black. Black don't crack. Black don't crack.
Eddie Jr. also mentions the Illuminati and then insists he's not on drugs, so he's yes, not on drugs.
First of all, why would you insist that unless somebody said you were?
Well, someone may have said he was because it was a series of posts.
Got it.
And you can imagine somebody getting in there rather quickly and saying, are you on drugs, you freak?
Well, maybe he should be on drugs.
And he may have had to come out and say, I'm not a freak and I'm not on drugs.
Damn it, that's stuck to the tape.
I don't think.
Yeah, but we know that both of those are not true. 0-2 there.
Both of those are wrong, so why would I play that? I only play real clips here.
Do you?
Yeah. Yeah, like it.
I'm unfamiliar with the testicles.
Actually, you're lying there.
See?
Yeah, you're lying there. I forgot. You're lying there.
Looks like the Russians didn't send a dog into space till Sputnik 2.
Oh.
There was a monkey up there. Did we send a monkey?
And I'm glad to see you.
You're right. It might have been the U.S. that
said. I think we sent a monkey up there.
A monkey up there. Yeah. What was our first piece of
equipment after that,
in space?
I don't know. Geminis. Was it Gemini? Gemini's before Apollo.
That sounds right.
Yeah.
It does.
That was my schooling. Yeah. That was from my elementary schooling.
The dog had a name, too. It was Leica. Yeah. Some dog they found in the streets of Moscow.
Oh, Jesus. Walking around, having a good day, chewing on something. What?
I'm going to where?
Well, he was glad, you know, somebody said, here, boy, come on over. I got some food for you. You know, oh, cool, man. I'm just walking around the streets here.
Next thing you know, I got a helmet on.
Next thing you know.
No, there's photos of them.
What's with the helmet? Yeah. I'm a dog.
They don't even bother putting a helmet on.
They don't.
Yeah, it looks like the monkey only went into suborbital flight, like they say. You know,
was that the U.S. or?
Yeah, that was us. Yeah, that was us.
Was it Gemini?
No.
There were some Geminis before Apollos.
Well, Lake of the Dog. This is with the Sputnik now.
I love that band.
Only went into low Earth orbit.
Got it.
That seems what the monkey did, too.
Back in 57.
Ham was the monkey's name.
You think the dog, Ham? You think the dog
Ham.
Just poops?
H-A-M, Ham?
Uh-huh.
Wouldn't the dog just poop? As soon as you shoot up in the space, I can't handle this.
I don't know. If the cabin was pressurized?
No, I'm talking about you, just because he was scared and said, I'm just going to poop.
Oh,
down.
Probably. Yeah. But nobody cared.
Yeah. Unless you have the guy to clean it up.
Yeah, unless it clogged up the equipment. Right. No, it burned up in reentry. There's
the
no,
poop?
There's
oh, no, oh, he died.
There's no cleaning up.
He died, okay.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure the dog didn't make it.
Damn it.
The monkey did.
The monkey did, right?
The monkey made it.
Yeah.
Lived like another 15 years in a zoo. Yeah,
and had some stories, man.
Yeah.
And nobody beat him. Nobody believed him.
No.
They said, no, that monkey's lying.
Of course you did.
Stay away from Ham.
That's crazy old Ham. He keeps talking about being in space.
Lying
There's
monkey.
No such thing as space.
And the earth is flat. The monkey's still... Oh, sorry.
Yep. Dog died within hours from overheating. Didn't even make it to the reentry part.
Man,
from overeating?
Sure. Overheating.
Yeah. Oh, overheating. Yeah. Oh, that's different entirely.
Got a little hot in there, and he couldn't open up the window because...
Right.
He can't... he's got no hands.
We're not sure this heat shield works all that well.
He's got no.
Let's try it out.
Let's throw a dog in there.
Thumbs. He's got the thumb halfway up his arm.
Wall Street, 24/7 Wall Street has identified the 100 most popular rock bands of all time.
Popular by what reasoning?
Based on record sales,
just record
Billboard
sales.
Performance, Wikipedia page views. And popularity on Spotify.
And what's the source?
How does it?
24/7 Wall Street.
Well, with the new technology, it has to be bands that sometimes have to span some generations. So, and new downloads. I'd like to still say the Beatles because of who they are, but like bands like Metallica, you know, bands that the kids still like that have been around for years with album sales. So, who is up? Who's up there?
Yeah,
I'm just guessing.
I'm guessing younger bands are more likely to get looked up on.
Except for
Wikipedia.
Records, but except for record sales, they're not going to be as high as bands have been around through the 80s and 90s, you know.
And Billboard Performance is in there.
Oh, it is. Okay.
Yeah.
And didn't
record
the,
sales,
okay.
Which is important. You know,
yeah,
even the old guys, the old guys have had a long time to sell albums.
Right, it's called popular.
Billboard
right?
Performance, they've been on the Billboard charts for years. Wikipedia page views and then popularity on Spotify.
Well, Pink Floyd has been on Billboard forever. And then didn't the Eagles just pass Michael
Jackson?
Are
you about to list rock bands or just pop bands?
All bands.
Are you going to say Michael Jackson and stuff like
that? Rock
bands. Okay, good.
Rock bands, okay.
Good.
No
it says here rock bands.
Good. Well, you've seen the list, right?
Yeah, I've seen most of the list.
It
it's kind of a slideshow kind of thing.
Oh,
it's not
I hate
necessarily
those
easy.
Slideshows.
Well, we can make it through at least. It takes a long time to get through all 100 of them.
Yeah, I don't want to do 100.
No.
You know, you can, but we'll post that up.
Yeah.
Give me 10. Give me the top 10. You got those?
Yeah, I do.
All right.
At where do you want to start?
10.
10.
All right.
You know, that's how a countdown works.
Yeah. Well, we aren't necessarily counting down.
We're counting down
now. Aerosmith at number 10. All right, Guns N' Roses at 9. Metallica at 8. Eagles at 7. AC/DC at 6. Stones at 5. Floyd, Queen, Zep, Beatles.
You know what? That's it.
I can't argue.
That just kicks ass because everything else came from those bands. When it comes to rock bands, I bet you the top 20's got bands like The Who in there, right?
Fleetwood Mac at 11. Linkin Park at 12.
Lots of album sales.
Yeah. Yep.
Red Hot Chili Peppers, 13.
Well, 80s and 90s.
Maroon 5 at 14.
They're not a rock band.
That's not, yeah.
They're not a
Bon
rock band.
Bon Jovi at 15.
He's a rock band.
Used to be.
Well, yeah. You're right, but still was a rock band.
In the 80s and early 90s.
Was a rock band.
U2.
Yep.
At 16, Van Halen at 17.
Yeah.
Journey at 18, 19 is CCR, dude. Creedence, dude, at number 19.
People still love Creedence.
Of the most popular rock bands of all time, that may be I wonder if they got a Lebowski bump.
He's still out. Fogerty's still out playing the music, so who knows, you know? Probably.
Santana at number 20. I like that. I'm impressed with that.
I'm guessing the whole top 50 is pretty cool. You know, we keep forgetting about a lot of bands, but I'm not arguing with any of those lists.
The Who at 23. 22 is Nirvana. Yeah. Coldplay's
I got a problem with one at Maroon 5.
Okay, there's another one I got an issue with.
The Coldplay.
Coldplay,
a little bit more popular than The Doors, apparently.
Well, Coldplay sucks.
And Skynyrd at 27.
Skynyrd's better than Coldplay.
No, I just have a problem calling Coldplay a rock band.
No, they're
they should be disqualified from the list because they're not a rock band.
They should be called a suck band. Just call them suck band.
Well, and proper Coldplay, U2, was already on the list.
Yeah, the real, yeah.
Grow up and get a U2 record.
Exactly, go grow up and get a U2 album.
Sabbath at 31, Nickelback at 32.
Yeah. No.
Def Leppard at 33. Foo Fighters at 34. Uh-huh. So
I still don't have any anger for them right now because I hate Coldplay so much. I'll let the Foo Fighter thing go past. Sold a lot of records, I guess.
Ooh, Petty at 38, ABBA at 39.
Are you kidding me?
ABBA. See, that's not a rock band. That's a pop band.
One Republic is in there.
That's probably...
They probably had a lot of downloads in the past
but again,
few years.
It's not a rock band.
You mentioned a bunch of rock bands, except for
Panic at the Disco.
Panic at the Disco.
Blink 182.
They're still a rock band.
Yeah, well, who's putting out music today that you would classify as rock?
I don't know what you mean by that.
Well, some of those bands he's already listed. They're still, U2 and...
What do you mean, like rock? Rock is...
Like new artists.
I like the Struts. That's a brand new band. They're a rock band.
Greta Van Fleet.
Greta Van Fleet's a rock band. There's a bunch of new rock music. We just don't hear it a lot.
You have to seek it out a little bit more.
But
it's there.
Yeah,
and you got to talk to Florentine.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, you can't listen to it until he says it's
good.
Or Jameson. I like Jameson, too.
I'm not getting the... new Greta Van Fleet album till Florentine says it's cool.
No, that'd be me.
Yeah, I don't know when he's coming back.
Yeah. I'll text him.
Yeah, we might have to call him or something.
I hear him on the Metal Midget show once in a while. I'll text him.
We can get in touch with him. I think the Greta Van Fleet album is out in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, sometime here in October, I think.
Yeah, October 19th, I think, is the date.
When's that Queen movie?
November 2nd, I think it is.
That'll be good.
Yeah, first weekend of November.
That looks good.
It does look good.
The reason I got to go see that in the theater is because I want to hear the music loud. And if I crank the TV, who's getting yelled at?
You.
Yeah. By who?
You have to send
everybody else.
Yeah.
Send everybody out. Or have them put their headphones on.
But still, I want a TV. I mean, nobody's going to have a good sound system like a big movie screen, you know, Queen music.
Get yourself a nice sound bar.
Yeah. I still want to see it in the theater. I really do. But I want to be kind of buzzed, too, because it's got a lot of music in it. So.
There's plenty of theaters that serve alcohol now.
That's true, but then I got to pee. Can I pause it?
No. No, they don't let you do that.
Damn it.
Wow, it's hard to take Tyler to a movie.
Yes, it is.
Well,
plus, I don't give it up anymore.
You're going to have to fill him up with edibles.
Yeah, then I might forget the movie.
That's really not the point. It's the experience that you're going for.
Good point. I thought Shinedown was good.
Exactly.
But you didn't stay for them.
So. Oh, no. Who do I see?
Breaking Benjamin.
They were rocking. That's the only band we saw was Breaking Benjamin.
No, there was another one before that.
No, we saw something. Was it Who was it? They were good, too.
Yeah, I can't remember the name of that.
Because Breaking Benjamin opened that show.
No. There was a band that was on stage when we walked in.
I remember that.
Who were they? They were good.
And then there was Breaking Benjamin.
Right, there was
Wichita,
a band.
Let us know. T95, let us know.
That was a year and something ago.
But there was a band before, and they were good.
There were three bands on that show.
They rocked.
Nothing More was the name of the band.
I must have liked one of their songs.
They had one at that time. They had one song that was kind of on the radio.
Yeah, did they? Well, I know I liked it.
Yeah, I know it went well with
but
Edibles.
I was really high.
Edibles and Bud Light.
In the morning.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.